I love the crumpled paper and the cheese. But the two elements of this photograph that keep me coming back to it over and over again are neither of those, but rather the knife and the jacket in the background. They tell me something about the person to whom this cheese and this crumpled paper belong, a worker who has, according to the title of the photograph that Peter Cornish gave it, brought this lunch from home. The title is actually Brought from Home. The knife tells us something about the worker. It's not a new, shiny knife. It looks old. It looks used. It almost looks, from this angle and with this light, dull. We can feel that the blade is not particularly sharp. And the jacket in the background tells us something about a rough climate, a cold working environment in which this person obviously has brought this humble lunch to have a break from their day of labor. It's those little clues in the photograph that I think are so special, so wonderful, and that keep me wondering more about this person, about their life, and about this moment in the midst of their day when they have lunch, probably just after Peter Cornish photographed it. Now, from a photographic point of view, notice how perfectly placed that knife is so that we can see the blade against the background of the cheese. If it was against the crumpled paper, it might almost be lost in the detail, blend into the background. But because it's leaning against the cheese the way it is, it makes that the focal point of the photograph. I have no idea if that knife was placed there by the photographer in order to create this composition, or if it just happened to be there. If I had to guess, I'd like to guess the latter, because it makes the photograph even more interesting to know that it was naturally found that way, but we'll never know for sure. Either way, however, it's clear that the position of the knife using that little hunk of cheese as the background is such an important component of this photograph, and I think a major reason why this photograph is so successful.